This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why? Because you don't want to notify your khutbah. So please do not talk to one another for the period of the khutbah. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وطبكم وطاب منشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله أيها الإخوة والأخوات ما بالكم إذا سمعتم أن هناك وباء أن هذا الوباء أخطر من وباء كورونا سوف يأكل كثير من الأرواح وباء خطير وسوف يمتد هذا الوباء لمدة 30 يوما ما بالنا إن سمعنا هذا الخبر وأنا أؤكد لكم أن هناك وباء لا أكثر أو أكثر من الوباء خبر يقين خبر يقين سوف يغير أو يغير مقاييس الحساب لمدة 30 يوما أي حساب حساب المعصية فهذا الخبر يقين وقد بدأ وقد حصل أمر خطير يتجاهله كثير من الناس ما هو هذا الخبر وما هو هذا الأمر الخطير الذي هو موضوعنا اليوم بمشيئة الله What about if you were to hear my brothers and sisters that there is a very grave There is a very grave problem or thing that is about to happen Something worse than coronavirus Something very, 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 very dangerous is happening And this thing will last for 30 days. If you remember, just about 3 years back when we heard about this virus, that people got so confused and scared and terrified. If you remember what happened to the south, some people started running and getting all these toilet papers, and people got crazy. How about if you were to hear that there is something much worse happening? Much worse, and this is what I'm telling you today. It is not something fake. It is true. Something has happened, and it will last for 30 days. Something that will change how things are measured. What kind of measurements are we talking about? How things are measured. Everything that is that the accounting will change. The Sarira will no longer be Sarira. What is Sarira? and sin will no longer be a sin, and even for a period of 30 days. And this thing has already begun. It began last week, and it will last for 30 days. What are you talking about? You're only confusing us here. I'm talking about Ashkelon. I'm talking about Rajab. I'm talking about this month called Rajab, where everything has changed. A lot of people don't know. Why is this thing so important? Why are you comparing it with coronavirus and scaring us off again? Do we have to go to our brain maps again? Everything will change. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us an Ashkelon Hurum? Do we even understand what is meant by an Ashkelon Hurum? Ashkelon Hurum. In English, we have these months. You know, the lunar months or the solar months apart. January, February, March. These are the solar months. But in Islam, we have what we call the lunar months, like Ramadan, like Dhu'l-Qa'dah, like Dhu'l-Hijjah, like Muharram. Within these months, there are four sacred months. We call them in Arabic, as Allah called us in the Quran, as Ashkelon Hurum. What is Hurum? Come from Haram. Those of you who have been to Mecca or Medina, you know, they say Haram. What is Haram? There are two types of Haram. Haram Makani and Haram Zamani. Haram Makani. There is something called Haram Makani, which means this Haram vis-a-vis or by place, and then it's Haram by time. By place like Mecca. If you were to see, I'll give you an example. Somebody who lit up a cigarette, which is Haram anyway, but you lit up a cigarette by the Kaaba. Imagine, they're locked with it. Somebody lit up a cigarette, a drop of the Kaaba. Is it the same as if somebody was to lit up a cigarette outside the parking lot of Al-Qaeda? They're smoking, he's smoking there, smoking there. But it is not the same. Why? Because the sin he committed in Mecca is multiplied manifold by the same sin if you were to commit that sin here, in, or anywhere else. If somebody putting up his phone by the Kaaba and watching something haram, is it the same as that same person picks up the phone and watching that very particular thing in any other place other than Mecca? Don't you not the same? In Mecca, it's much more haram. In voice called haram. Likewise, the other months, which are called an Ashkelon Hurum. January month. Anything committed in these 4 months are as if you were to commit a sin in Mecca or in Medina, by the way, as haram in Medina. This is why I'm comparing it to something really huge, something big, and that has happened last week. We are now in what we call Saharu, Allah al-Haram, Rajab. The Ashkelon month, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Tawbah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يوم خلق السماوات والأرض إن عندك عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم إن عدة الشهور عند الله. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the numbers of months that Allah has given have created are 12. But then when He created the heavens and earth, and among these 12 months, there are 4 which are sacred. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something amazing. From the same ayah, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourselves in these months. Hold on. But after removal, it comes from Dhulam, or as we say, also Dhulam.
of throwing it haram anyway. Throne of person. Of person is haram. Of person is haram in Mecca. Of person is haram in Palestine. Of person is haram in Canada. Of person is haram anywhere. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly says in this 4 months, what year? فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Don't wrong yourselves in these of why? Because everything is multiplied in terms of sin. If you were to commit one sin, one sin equals one sin. One sin would equal one punishment. But one hasana will equal ten. One hasana is ten. But one sin is one. Except in the sacred month. Except in the sacred month. So much so that Quraysh, even the non-Muslims, Quraysh at the time, they used to glorify and sanctify this month. Sami al-Aslimun al-Hajjil al-Aslul al-Hurum. This is why they call sacred month. So anything committed, even why they did something so dangerous, that a lot of us don't even know back in the doubt, anything committed in these 4 months, and rather than all of them, is not will be self-esteemed. Everything will be multiplied in many forms. It is why we have to be so aware. It is why we have to be really dignified and skeptical. I need to prepare myself as if Allah is giving me. This is the month of Tawbah. Now the Sahar of Tawbah. And lo and behold, Rajab comes just about a couple months before Ramadan. I think this is the strange for me. Some of the most popular people. Tawbah. And if you look at this month, what are these 4 months I'm talking about? Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. And then you have Ramadan. 4 months, 120 days a year, these 120 days to train you for Tawbah. Now, train you for Tawbah. Very, very dangerous month. That we should not take lightly. When Allah says, don't wrong yourself, what does it mean? Don't wrong your children, don't wrong your husband, wronging your wife, wronging your parents, wronging yourself, wronging anything. Zulm. And this is mostly connected to the people. So the ulama came from a village and said, please, how the Sahru Rajab, Sahru Sahru. The Sahru Sa'dan, right after Rajab, will come Sa'dan. After Ramadan, he does Ramadan. Rajab, Sa'dan is next month, and then Ramadan. So that's why. Why I'm smiling? Because it's just something in awe. That's why a lot of people of Ramadan comes, they're not ready for it in terms of ibadah. They wait until Ramadan to start reading into the worship. Whereas they come and they're not prepared. Like when someone goes to do a workout, right? Without warming up. As soon as he's not running, he's not getting some crash. Why? Because he did not warm up, or he did not warm up. Likewise. Some people are not ready for Ramadan. They send them for Salaweer. That's it. Why not eight? And when we do eight, why not four? What do we have to complete the first profession of Ramadan? And when you start reading the Quran, everything that Ibadah becomes so difficult for that person. Why? Because that person is not ready. That person did not prepare themselves. They wait after Ramadan. People like they say, the month of Ramadan is the month where you should throw the seed, just like a farmer. Throw the seed. The next month, which is the month of Sha'ban, is the month where you water the seed. You water the seed. And then the month of Ramadan is the month of the harvest. Sahru Rajab, Sahru al-Asra' wa Sahru al-Sa'dan, Sahru al-Saqi wa Sahru Ramadan, Sahru al-Asra'. يجيك واحد آخر رمضان يدفع الزقي والزقي والزقي والعصر في سهر واحد. He comes in Ramadan and he wants to do everything in Ramadan. That's why Salafi do not enjoy the sweetness of Ramadan. They Ashraf al-Arif in Ramadan. He's not ready. He's wider. He's the basis of Ramadan. He said the Sahaba, they first 6 months for Ramadan. 6 months prepared for Ramadan. We can only find out this. And the East is what are they? Islam has come as a something strange. Islam has begun as something strange. What does that mean? It was a something strange. What is that ilaha illallah? What is salah? What is qiyam? What is this? What is that worshiping on earth? It was strange. The Islam has begun as something strange, and it will come back as something strange. But today, a lot of things that we talk about are strange. What is this talking about? What is this book of Rajab? So the Prophet is saying, oh, bad in the world of today, sometimes when you're wearing Abaya in God's sight, some people will say, look at this, what is this Abaya? We are not the time 2024, and people are still wearing Abaya. People are still wearing Hijab. People are still wearing, you know, wearing, they're not letting their boots go. What is going on with this book? Can they grow up? Can they? We're in Canada. We become like strangers. Muslim strangers. If you follow the Sunnah, you're a stranger. When we talk about tawbah, when we talk about religion, to revise your qalam, to revise your tongue, taking what out, anything that you say in this particular masjidah, what comes up from your mouth? Why? Everything is not big crime by brother. It's not like one city called a single segment. It is not one or more. The ratio has increased. It is not one to one. So anything you say today, it will be either for you or against you, multiplied by only Allah knows. And it will. Why? Because it's the month of Allah. And Allah is the time of the most of the things, which is the hardest of the time. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا وَتُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Again, Allah is really talking about how this person is so close that anything that person mentions will allude, who will be responsible for that and accountable for it. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Anything he mentions, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Everything he mentions will be recorded. Everything you say, the Prophet Muhammad person says, only through one word can be thrown into the depth of hellfire 7 years. He says something he did not pay attention to. He's something, maybe a joke he did not pay attention to. And that particular joke would harm someone which would throw him 7 years in hellfire. The moment of the truth. Beware of everything you do and beware of everything you say, especially in this 4 months, in this Thank you.